So the promo goes live, and suddenly it's 2 a.m. and you're staring at a pager that won't stop screaming because your cache node just melted.
Yeah, I know that sound. It's the sound of a hot key taking down the whole house of cards. You've got a database struggling to breathe, and a caching layer that's supposed to be the shield, but it just saturated. Now you're on a call debating whether to double the instance size or just add more read replicas at 2 a.m.
Right. And you're managing two systems, praying the cache hasn't drifted from the source of truth. I've definitely over-provisioned RAM just to avoid that complexity, paying for warm data that didn't need to be in memory at all. It feels like throwing money at a problem just to go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly the loop the Bigtable in-memory tier is supposed to break. They've basically taken the cache and baked it into the database itself, using a hybrid storage architecture. It's not a separate layer you have to keep in sync. When a row gets hot, it automatically moves into RAM. When it cools off, it drops back to SSD or even HDD. You stop being a plumber connecting two pipes and just let the table manage its own heat.
Wait, so they're claiming sub-millisecond reads without the cache-aside logic? That's a product manager's dream. It removes the operational overhead that every team I know complains about. But how do they actually pull that off, without just creating another CPU bottleneck on the server side? Usually, saturating memory bandwidth is the next wall you hit.
The secret is RDMA, Remote Direct Memory Access. It's a networking trick that lets one machine grab data directly from another machine's memory, completely bypassing the operating system and the CPU on the serving node. So the throughput and latency aren't bound by the server's CPU at all. It's a direct path to the memory sticks.
Oh, interesting. So it's kind of like data boost for disks, but for memory. I remember data boost let heavy analytics jobs bypass the main serving CPUs to hit storage directly, which stopped them from clobbering production traffic. This feels like the real-time equivalent of that.
Exactly. Data boost is a high-speed direct path to disk, and RDMA provides a high-speed direct path to memory. It's the same philosophy. The real killer feature, hidden in the announcement though, is the hotspot resistance. They're claiming 120,000 queries per second on a single row. That's absurd. In a traditional system, a single row getting that much traffic would completely crush the server hosting that shard. But RDMA decouples the read load from that server's compute.
That solves the celebrity problem. You know, the social media example where a handful of users have 100 million followers, while everyone else has a few hundred. Or in e-commerce, when a single product page goes viral during a flash sale. Normally, you'd have to manually shard that product key or build a complex multi-layered cache just to survive the stampede. If Bigtable handles that automatically, the TCO argument almost writes itself.
Yeah, you stop overpaying for idle RAM. The tiering logic keeps only the hot blocks in memory, and the cold stuff sits cheaply on disk. But I do wonder about the write path. The announcement focuses heavily on read throughput and latency. If the in-memory tier is mostly a read-optimized layer, you still need to make sure writes are durable on the SSD nodes. There's a consistency contract there that the blog post glosses over a bit. I'd want to see the P99 latency during a HIA.
Fair point. The peace of mind pitch is great for reads, but if the write path introduces a weird stall during compaction, you're still getting paged at 2 a.m. Still, for a team sitting on a massive read-heavy table, this feels like a pretty big deal. It's one less system to manage.
For sure. If you want to play with the mechanics of it without spinning up a full enterprise cluster, you can actually simulate the RDMA behavior locally. There's a library called libfabric that lets you experiment with direct memory access patterns. You could set up a little weekend project where you run a gRPC server in front of a simple in-memory store, but have the client read via RDMA to see how the CPU usage flatlines compared to a standard socket read.
I like that. And for a solo builder who just wants to see the managed version, a free Bigtable instance paired with a simple load generator script in Go or Python would be a solid build next. Just hammer a single row key with read requests and watch the latency graph stay flat while the CPU graph barely twitches. That's a compelling demo to show a CTO.
Yeah, just don't forget to clean up the instance or you'll get a nasty surprise on your billing dashboard. Anyway, this feels like one of those rare releases that actually shrinks the architecture diagram instead of adding a new box to it.
Agreed. And honestly, If it means one less middle-of-the-night call about a saturated cache node, I'd call that a win for the whole industry. Okay, I need to go actually test this thing. Talk to you later, Cody.